From Housing Wire, inflation is rising, but mortgage spreads have kept rates under 7%, with headline inflation at 3.8% today, jobs data beating estimates, and the ongoing Iranian conflict rates would be above 7% today if not for improved mortgage spreads. Unlike 2023, 2024, and 2025, when mortgage spreads were elevated versus historical norms, mortgage rates are still under 6.64%. I often use the term hug a mortgage spread because I don't believe people realize how much worse mortgage rates could have been in 2025 and into this year if spreads were at that level. So let's look at the data. Inflation from BLS, the Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, CPIU increased 0.6% on a seasonally adjusted basis in April, after rising 0.9% in March, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported today. Over the last 12 months, the All Items Index increased 3.8% before seasonal adjustment. Inflation was expected to be hotter in this report due to energy and food prices, but core inflation was hotter than some people expected. In fact, Fed Governor Austin Goolsbee said in an interview with Bloomberg, "We have an inflation problem in this country." Now, personally, I am not buying the shelter inflation pickup in the CPI report on rents, and neither should anyone else because we didn't report inflation data last year when the government was shut down, which has messed up the year-over-year averages. I believe most market participants understand this. However, the headline inflation increase in this report is legit as it's driven by energy. In any case, we are not near 2% with all the inflation reports we track, and the Iran conflict is still going on. The Federal Reserve was banking on the tariff inflation fading in 2026 to get the last 2-3 rate cuts in, but now that doesn't look like it's going to happen as long as the conflict continues.